大家早上好。
Good morning to all of you。
我要带着喜乐的心问候大家，也带着热情的问安到大家当中。
I come here with a joyful heart and also greeting to all of you。
如果我的问安很热情的话，你可以了解，因为我是从 Dallas 过来的。
If you see my greeting is for the warmth, because I come from Dallas。
因为我们那边的温度最近刚好破了100度。
Because the temperature over there is all over, way over 100 degrees.
很高兴，来这边看到大家在这里一同聚集，一同敬拜我们的主。
I'm so happy to see all of you to come here to worship the Lord.
也很谢谢陈牧师、陈师母、各位长老、执事们，你们的爱心，让我在这边跟大家一起服侍。
Also, I'd like to give thanks to the pastor, elders, and deacons.For their loving heart to receive me.
我们一起低头祷告好了。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主啊，求你开我们的眼睛，正如同我们打开你的话语，帮助我们认识你，爱你。
Dear Lord, please open our heart, open our eyes to know you, to love you.
愿你在这边，你的名字被高举。
So your name will be exalted among us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
1992年四月份，洛杉矶发生个大暴动。
In the year of 1992, there was a big riot in Los Angeles.
在那个大暴动之后，有55个人丧失性命，以后整个财物的损失超过10亿美元。
There were 50 people died from the riot. As a result of the riot, the damage to the property exceeded 1 billion.
可能你记得这个起因。就是与一个非洲裔美国人，我们认识 African American， 这个叫 Ronnie King 的这位，他有一次被一群警察殴打，这个竟然被录像起来了。
Maybe you know the cause of the riot. It was because there was an African American. He was beaten by a group of the police officers.
然后这个录像以后就在电视一天一天的重复的报道，结果呢，所有的这一群他们的族群里面都很不高兴，不满意。
The incident was videotaped and sent to the press. It was repeatedly shown on the TV day after day.
差不多一年后，他们就把这4个警察带到法庭里面要审判，要处理他们。
A year after the incident.They prosecuted those 4 police officers.
但是1992年四月份的时候，当那次法庭宣判说这4个警员宣判无罪释放。
But after on the day of the April of 1992, after they declared those 4 police officers not guilty, that caused the riot.
这非洲裔美国人就在四处把这个火把烧起来，把车推翻，这个捣乱，结果呢就做了很大的伤亡。
Those African Americans, they caused a lot of damages. They burned down the properties and all the disorder.
以后他们就请这位原来被殴打的这位 Rodney King 出来到召开记者招待会。
They asked Rodney King after this to have a press conference.
Rodney King 说 "People, I just want to say, you know, can we all get along?"
Rodney King 这样说，我们能够和平相处吗？
Can we get along?
我们能够和平相处吗？
Now let me ask you a question here. Can we all get along here?
那我来问你们一句话，你们在这边可不可以和平相处？
Can you get along with your parents?
你们跟你的父母之间有没有和平相处？
It's still okay now, but what about when you're 15 years old, 16 years old, 17 years old, when you need to put an earring here?
那你15、16岁，你就换那个耳朵就蒙住，不听不到。
And husband and wife, can you get along?
夫妻之间，你们能够彼此相处吗
？And brothers and sisters, can we get along here?
我们弟兄姊妹之间有没有和平
？We come from a different background, right?
我们都来自不同the背景。
And our parents don't speak English; they speak Chinglish.
我们的父母呢，他们的英文不是讲的那么好。
And our parents laugh at us. You don't speak Chinese; you are Chinese.
那我们的父母就对我们的父母就对小孩子讲说，你们中文讲的不好，我们是中国人。
We have many dissimilarities, differences.
我们有各种不同的因素在里面。
Brothers and sisters, I want to challenge you that from the Word of God we are unified.
各位弟兄姐妹的，我要来跟你们敲诈，在主里面我们必须合一。
我是应该用中文讲到。对不起。
不知道。
不知道。
诸位，你们请
Because 因为在神的话语当中很清楚地告诉我们说，他所设立的教会是一个合一的教会。
Because according to God's word, He said that the church He established is a church of the unity.
上帝住所里面最成功的一个地方。
This is the most successful place that God will bless you.
就是把一群有种种的不同的理由、种种不同的不相悖的因素的人放在一起，让他们合一起来。
That is to put people with different backgrounds put together and live in unity.
但是很可惜的。
But unfortunately,
在我们的生命当中，给我们最大伤害的人，往往是我们最亲爱的人，对吗？
But unfortunately, the person caused the most damage to us.Are the people that are most closely to us.
那我衍生一下，我们也可以这样子说，在我们生命当中，我所伤害的人也是最跟我亲密的人。
In other words, the person I hurt the most is the person that's close to me.
你有听过 friendly fire 这个名词吗？
你们有没有did you ever heard hear about the friendly fire?
Friendly fire is not friendly at all.
友好的，友好的，一点都不友好。
你知道，在这个《Desert Storm》沙漠战争里面，损失最多的人是自己盟军杀自己的人。
During the Desert Storm, that the people was killed is not by enemies, but mostly killed by the friendly storm.
2000年前，一个很著名的美国人叫 Pat Tillman。
There was a very famous person called Pat Tillman.
他是一个很优秀的人。
He was an outstanding person.
他在大学里面，他的 GPA 是 3.84。
When he was in college, his GPA was 3.8.
他在大学里面，他这个打足球是足球队里面的球星。
He was a football star when he was in college.
以后毕业之后，他就人家用重星把他买下来，就在 Phoenix 里面，在那边代表 Phoenix 来打足球。
And when he graduated from college, they paid him big money.To play football in the professional football.
911事件之后
，After 9/11，
这个人他说我要对国家有贡献。
And he said that I would like to contribute something to my own country.
我要去当兵。
I want to be enlisted.
结果被派到伊拉克，以后被派到阿富汗去。
He was sent out to Iraq, then later on to the Afghanistan.
后来2004年八月份传来消息说 ，Pat Tillman。他在一个很英勇的战争里面跟对方搏火的时候死了。
And in August 2004, there was a news that he was killed during the fire.
哇，所以这就歌颂他说这个伟大，这个伟大的这个爱国牺牲者。
And people pile on the praises to him, on him, say he was such a patriot.
但是过了几个月之后传来。
But after a few months.And there was another story.
那个消息说 ，Pat Tillman 不是被敌人打死的，是被自己的人误打把他打死的。
And the news was that he wasn't killed by the enemy. As a matter of fact, he was killed by the friendly fire.
哇，这是很伤心难过的事情。
That was such a heartbroken news.
现在好像不要把它压下来，不要让人知道，结果呢，就全部人都知道了。
And they tried to suppress the news, but the more they suppress, the more people they know.
我们教会当中也有很多事情不要人家知道。
There are many things about our church, we don't want people to know.
就是我们教会里面常常有 friendly fire.
Like among us, we have a lot of friendly fire.
在同工跟同工之间。
Among the co-workers.
用中文讲，对不起哈，这个工作的工，有些时候是攻击的攻啊。
And sometimes the word in Chinese, the co-worker is also the same meaning as attacking.
A mutual attack, you attack me, I attack you.
And if 你攻打我，我也攻打你。
在家庭里面，你也是在那边有很多的 friendly fire， 对不对？
Inside our own house, we have a lot of friendly fire.
今天让我们看到神的话语告诉我们说，不需要 friendly fire.
Today, God tells us we should not have a friendly fire.
Just be friendly.
Just be friendly. 只要友好。
我们打开以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
第四章，我们只要看一到六节。
Let's just read the verses from 1 to 6.
一到六节
，verse 1 to 6。
以弗所书第四章一到六节
，verse 4, verse 1 to 6。
Can we all read in English? It's on the PowerPoint here.
Let's all read in English.
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you
to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle.Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
常来的思想说教会在这边有怎么发展呢？
That many say, how are we going to expand the church?
我们将来的路线是怎么走呢？
What is the path for the future?
我们是要怎样宣教，怎样能够扩张我们的意向？
How are we going to expand our vision?
但是我们今天要告诉大家，我们要做这一些思想以前，要发展以前，我们必须对教会有一个条件。
But I'm going to tell you today, before all those expansions, there's one condition.
就是刚刚我们所念的经文告诉我们说，这个条件就是合一。
The condition is to be unit.
我们这个教会是个合一的教会吗？
This is a unified church.
是要问说，我们的家庭里面夫妻是不是合一的夫妻？
Let's just ask one thing. Are couples unified together?
是我们的家庭里面父母跟孩子们合一吗？
Parents and children, are they unified together?
弟兄姐妹，你千万要把它分开，不是统一哈。Unification and unity are different things.
Unification and unity is different.
统一是什么呢？统一是一个外在的力量。
Unification is a force from outside.
有些时候是个武力，要硬硬的把人统一起来，放在一块，但是呢，它之间呢是没有关系的。
Sometimes it's by force that force people to.To live together.
但是合一，真正的合一是从内心发出来的。
But unity is from the inner part.
真正的合一发出来的时候，甚至是有很多的相异，有着不同的地方，但是呢，他们是合一的。
Unity is that even we are different, but we are all unified together.
在看到以弗所书第四章的时候
，When we read chapter four of the Ephesians,
保罗开始要劝勉信徒，把所信的、把所知道的，把它活出来。
He urged the believers to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received.
但是第一个要做的是什么呢？
But the first thing before that,
第一个要素是什么呢？就是合一。
First thing you need to do, that is unity.
我们看到为什么要合一呢？
Let's see why we need to be unified together.
我们知道，使徒行传，不，对不起，在以弗所书，好像保罗所写的其他的书信，有很深的神学教导、教义的一部分。
There are many books that Paul wrote.That includes a lot of the doctrine, that is theology.
但是到后面的时候，他一定要把这个所信的把它活出来。
But for the latter part, that he has to he taught us how to act it out, how to put in practice.
当以弗所书他形容到教会的时候
，In the book of Ephesians, when he talked about church,
这个光辉的教会，这荣耀的教会，是神所拣选的教会。
This is the glory of.Glorified church.
你要把这个教会的真理活出来的时候是什么呢？合一。
When you want to act out the truth, what is the condition? That is to be unit, to have unity.
这边合一是成长的基础。
Unity is the foundation for growth.
大家注意看啊，他这个命令，他这边用一个命令带出来，他说：“我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。”
But here there's a command. He said that I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received.
这一段话的整个重点是把它放在第三节，要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The whole section of this, the main focus point is make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
要以所信的恩相称，这是一个天平的一个图画。
To live a life worthy of the calling that you have received is a picture of the scale.
这个天平一边是放砝码。
The scale one side is the scale weight.
另外一边你就放着那个物件，有这个砝码有多重，这个物件就有多重。
The other side is the object that you want to be you want to be measured. Then the how heavy the scale weight is equivalent to the how heavy.
与所蒙的恩相称，是把它放在这个天平上称，说哦，我的恩典得到那么多，所以呢，我的生活也是要那么多的这个见证出来。
What is the calling that if you receive so much blessing, then you need to act out in your life, worthy of the calling.
我们有三个小孩。
I have three children.
老大因为他开始年小的时候，这个说话说的比较晚一点，他有一些这个发展的问题。
My oldest one, he has done a speaking.Difficulty, so he was slow in speaking.
所以他到了这个四岁半五岁的时候还穿着尿布的。
So when he was 4 years old, he was still using diapers.
这到了老二的时候，妈妈也让他穿到大概三岁多。
So when we have the second one, my wife said my second one had diaper on until 3 or 4 years old.
但是我们的老三他两岁的时候。
But my third one, when he was 3 years old.
我记得很清楚，他有一天呢，就站在那个饭桌的旁边的椅子上面。
But I remember very clearly that one day that when he was standing right beside.
他做一个宣告。
He made he declared something.
I am 2 years old. I do not need to wear diapers anymore.
我已经两岁了，我不要再穿尿布。
哇，我们弟兄姐妹当中很多人还在穿尿布的。
Unfortunately, there are still many brothers and sisters. They are still wearing.
我们蒙的恩典那么多，那么大。
We receive so much blessings.
但是我们的恩，我们活出来的那个是那么小，那么少。
But we only act as such a small part of that.
保罗是说，你领受那么大的恩典，那么荣耀的恩典啊，这么大的教会的恩典，你这边活出来的生命一定要跟它衬托起来。
Paul told us, if we receive such a great blessing from God, then we have to act accordingly to the blessings we have.
第一个是什么呢？
What is the first thing?
合一。
Unity.
就是大家合在一起。因为在保罗在底下要讲的时候，你看到以弗所书第四章第一到第六节讲到合一，对不对？到第七到十二节的时候讲到各样化、多种化的恩赐。
On the first verse 1 to 6, he mentioned about unity, but from the 7 to 12, he talked about the diversity in unity.
但是到了13到16节的时候
，But from 13 to 16,
他要建立一个是合一的身体。
He wants to build up the body of Christ, a unified body of Christ.
建立基督的身体。
To build up for, the body of Christ.
因为这个身体只有一个。
Because there is only one body.
弟兄姐妹，我们在一起合一是主已经给我们准备好的。
Brothers and sisters, this unity God prepared for us already.
有些人可能在问。
Somebody may ask.
陈牧师啊，我们应该做什么能够使教会更合一？
What should I do to make the church more unified.
弟兄姐妹回答是什么呢？
What is the answer?
Nothing.
Nothing. 不需要做。
Nothing you can do to make the church unified.
没有任何事你能够做的是能够使教会合一。
You could only destroy the unity of the church, but you cannot add to the unity of the church.
很可能你只会毁坏教会的合一，可是你不能加任何一点到教会的。
因为合一是耶稣基督已经造成的。
Because unity is already created.
因为上帝透过耶稣拯救了万人之后，已经把合一形成了，以合一已经有了。
After the redemption, God already have the unity there.
所以圣经告诉我们叫竭力什么呢？保守合一的心。
That's why Bible tells us to make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit.
保守就是保持它，不要让这个合一受了污染。
To make every effort, that means to make everything you can to keep the unity together without destroy.
原来我们在神里面一直合一的时候，就是让身体能够让基督的身体能够成长的时候。
When we have unity, that's the time that body of Christ will grow.
也只有这样子，我们才可以让神得到一切的荣耀。
But by doing that, then we can glorify our God.
十五节，我们用中文来念一次，好吧？
The verse 15, let's read it in Chinese.
唯用爱心做诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。原来合一是成长的一个基础。
So here you can tell, unity is ais a foundation of growth.
我们不能够有成长而没有合一。
We cannot have growth without unity.
就好像有一对夫妻，他信了耶稣之后，他以前吵架，信了耶稣一直还是经常吵架。
Just like a couple before they become a believer, they fight all the time. After they become believer, they still fight.
请留意，我不是说信了耶稣不可以吵架。
Just pay attention. I don't mean that you cannot fight or argue after you become a believer.
But please fight fair.
But, 公平的吵架，
但是一个夫妻他信了耶稣之后，他一天到晚在吵架，他要去请人家来说，哎呀，你信耶稣真好，赶快来信耶稣。
If a couple they fight all the time after they become a believer, how can they go to invite somebody say let's
如果这个家庭没有合一的话，那个人说他可以挑战说我没有信主，我的家庭很好，我信的耶稣跟你一样，那岂不是糟了吗？
If there's a family without unity, and then a non-believer will say that, I have unity in my house, then if I become a believer, then I become like you. What's good about that?
合一是一个成长的基础。下来我们看为什么合一呢？合一是一个蒙恩的见证。
Unity is a testimony.
我们要看一看为什么合一那么重要。
Let's see why the unity is so important.
为什么保罗放在他要劝勉人家活出那个救恩的时候，把合一放在第一个？
Why did Paul put unity as number one priority?
请记得啊，保罗在英文翻得非常好哈，要竭力保守合而为一的心，英文叫做 make every effort。如果你要把那个 effort 这个字原来的文字翻出来的话，是 make every diligent effort。
Effort means make every diligent effort， 就是非常努力。
Most of the time we say make an effort。
大部分时间你会说让我们努力。
She's making every effort。
她在竭力。
原来我们说 make an effort 是做一次 try 一次 one time 啊 ，OK， I'll make an effort to be good to you， OK， only once。
当我们说 I'll make an effort， 就是说你只试一次，
但
是很多次。
但这一边竭力的意思，他把用英文的意思把另外一个层面翻出来，就是说你要多次的忍耐的不吃劳苦的去竭力保守和唯一的心。
Here, make every effort. That means try the best you can. Do everything you can to keep the unity.
以下我要跟大家来看看以弗所书里面为什么那么强调合一。
And then I'm going to tell you why Book of Ephesians emphasizes so much on unity.
我先告诉大家，以后我们来看经文。
I'll tell you first before we read the Bible.
因为上帝把不同的人放在教会里面。
Because God put different people.Together in the church.
这些人里面有些过去是强盗。
There are people in the church they were robbers before.
这些人里面有一些以前是做过很多坏事的人。
And some people they did many bad things before.
这些人来自不同的背景、不同的文化。
Or different culture, different background.
啊，就好像我们这边每一个人来自不同的文化背景。
Just like among us, we all come from different background, different culture.
人很奇怪的哈。
We are the strange people.
你看年轻人都坐在一起。
You can see that all the young people.Together.
我们都喜欢在跟自己的人在一块。
We like to stick together with the people with same background, same culture.
哦，特别是中国人的。
Especially Chinese.
假如你们很多很多很多年前来到 Baton Rouge， 没有多少家的华人，那你在超市看到一个华人的时候，你可以停下来，不管他来自什么地方，你可以谈半个钟头，对不对？
If you from those people that came to Baton Rouge earlier, before many years before, at that time there were not many Chinese in this community. If you see somebody in the supermarket, even if you didn't know them, you go there talk to them probably for over half an hour.
但是后来人多了，就说啊，你是什么地方来？台湾来的啊，我是大陆来的。
Then as time goes, we have more Chinese, and you will say, where did you come from?
你们讲沦陷，我们说解放。
And you will say that liberated for the mainland China people, but for people from Taiwan, they will say they lost the place.
Good. 到人更多的时候。
As more people come here.
你什么地方来的？大陆来的。
Where did you come from?
大陆什么地方
？Which part of the mainland China?
啊，上海啊。
上海。Stay away.
我是北京来的。
I'm from 北京。
啊，四川啊，对不起。
You're from 四川 ，I'm sorry.
人就是这样子，我们只是要找跟自己一样的人在一块。
That's how we are. We like to stick with the people we same background.
但是我告诉大家哈，就算是一样在一起来的地方，同样背景的人在一块的时候，你会发出很多不同的地方。
Let me tell you, you stick with the people, same background, same culture, you still can find a lot of not similarity.
一个著名的这个心理学家说，这个家庭里面夫妻两个人为什么吵架呢？因为一个是男的，一个是女的，一个是 from Mars, 一个是 from Venus.
There was very famous psychologist that he said that the reason there are so many fights among the couples Because one is woman, the other is man, and one is for Mars, the other is for Venus.
但是我告诉大家，就算是我不是强调这一点，我也不赞同这一点哈。但假如两个男的在一起结婚，两个女的在一起结婚，就没有事情了吗？
I'm not trying to encourage this. But if two men get married together or two women get married together, you think there's no problem anymore?
对，有人在的地方就有问题。
There's people, there's conflict.
有个人问牧师说：“牧师啊。”我要换到另外一个地方去，我希望找到一个好的教会，就是一个非常漂亮的教会，非常没有吵架，非常合一的教会，这叫十全十美的教会，可以不可以介绍一个这样的教会给我？
There was a person went to see the pastor, say, I would like to go to a church. It's beautiful and no fighting inside.
It's a perfect church.
As in other words, a perfect church. Can you find him one?
牧师说找不到这样的教会。
The pastor said, unfortunately, I cannot find you a church like that.
但是如果你找到的话，你千万不要加入，因为你一加入的话，这个教会就不 perfect.
But if you can find a church like that, please don't go there. Because the minute you go there, the church is not going to be perfect.
因为人在一起的时候，就很多把那个不同的地方，这个相异的地方，就是呈现出来了。
Because when people get together, we expose all the differences among us.
所以我们必须要竭力的拼命的好好的把这个合一保持下来。
That's why we have to make every effort to keep the unity.
意思是说这个合一要付代价的。
That means you have to pay the price to keep the unity.
为什么合一那么重要呢？
Why is unity so important?
原来保罗说上帝有一个伟大的计划。
Because Paul said God has a wonderful, great,
这个伟大的计划是把有罪的人抽出来拿出来。
The great plan he has is to pick those sinners out among the people.
把他们放在同一个地方，一个家庭，一个教会。
He is going to put in the church, in the family.
他要让这群人活在一块。
He is going to let those people together and live together.
只有以弗所书告诉我们说，要透过这个教会所活出来的见证。
In the book of Ephesians, through this church, it's going to live out the testimony.
到底上帝的救恩有没有成功？
Does God's salvation success? Is God's salvation success?
上帝的救恩在这个教会有没有成功？看我们有多合一。
The degree of the success of the salvation, it depends on the church's unity.
好，我们现在来看以弗所书的中心教导。
What is the key thought?For the teaching of the book of Ephesians.
有一个神学家说，以弗所书，如果你要把整卷书的重点看出来，你看三节圣经。
There are several theologians. He said that if you want to see the key thought of the book of Ephesians, you see the three things.
你看第一节、第一章第十节、第二章第十节、第三章第十节。
The chapter first, verse 10, chapter 2, verse 10, and chapter 3, verse 10.
这边第一章第十节说，要做作所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
In the Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ.
这句话说，神有一个计划。
That means that God has a plan.
这个计划时间到的时候，他要把这一切透过耶稣基督串在一起。
When the time will have reached the fulfillment, He is going to put all things together.
这个计划是透过谁来进行的呢？
And through whom?
我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的。为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们本来是罪人，上帝把我们召出来。
We were sinners, God called us out.
放在一起。
Put together.
神就给我们一个使命。
Then He gave us a mission.
透过教会，借着教会，是天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
原来众天使都在观看。
All the angels are looking at us.
他们不可思议，不可思议！这些罪人怎么能够和谐的住在一块呢
？They couldn't understand why all the sinners can live together in unity.
这两个大罪人怎么会做成夫妇呢
Those two great sinners, how can you be a couple?
弟兄姐妹
My brothers and sisters.
透过耶稣基督
Through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督所成就的就是叫他们合一，叫教会合一。
What he has fulfilled is to make them together to be unit, to have unity.
所以教会的合一，用英文来说是一个 showcase， 是一个 test case。
换句话说，教会的合一是给众人看，是一个。
他要展示出来到底神的救赎救恩有没有成功。
His showcase is to show everybody the success of God's redemption.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们听到很多的夫妇他们已经到了要分开的地步。
We heard so many stories about the couples that they were almost on the brink of the divorce.
有好几位他们做见证说在最痛苦的时候已经到了要去见律师的时候他听到基督的福音他们两个在神面前流泪祷告认罪以后呢恢复和好。
They talk about that on the brink of the divorce, the break up, they were ready to go to see lawyers to get the divorce done. They heard the gospel and then reconciled to each other.
因为神透过耶稣所成就的是使人合在一起。
Because through Jesus Christ, he will reconcile us.
因为第二章十三节到十八节里面讲我们原来是两造的人两边不相同的人。
Because from the book chapter 2 verse 13 and 14 we are two different people.
用中国的例子说是两峡海岸海岸两边这个人。
For the Chinese terminology is that we are on the two sides separated by
the strait.
The strait.
如果你说你是在韩国的话你一个是在北边一个是在南边。
If you are from Korea, you are from, that means you are either from north or from south.
或者以前在这个东柏林跟西柏林中间有一道墙这个 Berlin Wall 把两边分开。
There was a Berlin Wall to separate the Germans.
这边告诉我们说上帝透过耶稣是两个不同的能够和睦在一块。
That means that here, through Jesus Christ, He made two one.
透过他的救恩，使这个本来不可以合在一块的，现在成为一体了。
Through the His salvation, those two get become one.
所以这两下可以能够来到神面前，与神合一。
So those two can come before God and reconcile with God.
今天我们看到的十字架。
Today when we see the cross.
就是看到这一个重点。
We saw this.
十字架上面有两条线，一个是从下到上，一个直线，我们跟神的关系和好了。
There are two lines up and down, and we reconcile with God.
但是这个十字架也有两旁。
And also there are on the cross also have right side and left side.
这两旁是表示说，在十字架底下弟兄姐妹已经心连心了。
That means.Under the cross, all the brothers and sisters, their hearts connected.
原来这句话里面讲的是在主后七十年或者公元七十年的时候，耶路撒冷被毁了，圣殿被毁了。
This talk about the, after the holy temple was destroyed up 70 AD.
因为在那个时候之前，圣殿里面分成外邦的院跟内院，在内院里头，外邦人不可以进来的。
And before that.The court was divided, the holy temple was divided into two parts, the Gentile and also the Israel.
就好像一百年前，如果你到中国参加一个礼拜堂的话
，Just like if you go to, you went to China 100 years ago, you went to a church.
这边坐的是男的，这边坐的是女的。
There are two sections, one side for men, and the other side for women.
不但如此，他们大门那边有两个门哦，一边一个门。
Not only that, there were two doors.
一边是女门，一边是男门。
One side is for ladies, the other side is for gentlemen.
进来的时候两个不在一起的。
When you come in, they don't communicate each other.
在外邦人在圣殿里面所表彰的，在以色列所表彰的就是外邦人在外头，我们在里面。
In other words, for Israelites, that means the Gentiles are outside.
保罗说，现在中间这个隔离的墙已经除掉了。
And Paul said this barrier of the wall is already put down.
你知道在1988年的时候
You know, in 1988,
当以色列跟阿拉伯人这个非常不相合这个争执甚至打战的时候
When Israel and the Arabs, they fight against each other.
他们有一些谈判在进行当中
There was a peace talk.
美国这个广播公司 ABC News 有一个叫 Nightline 的节目
There was a program called Nightline.
Ted Koppel, 你们知道这个人吗？他就到了巴勒斯坦那边去。
and test couple, he went to Palestine.
He wanted to hold a town meeting.
And 他要来一个乡间的聚会.
He invited the Palestinians and the Israelites to come.
他邀请那个巴勒斯坦人和那个以色列人，多到那个聚会的地，会面的地方.
He invited the leaders of both groups to come.
他甚至也邀请两边的负责人.
But there was a problem.
可是有一个问题.
以色列人不要跟巴勒斯坦坐在一块，巴勒斯坦也不愿意跟他们坐在一块.
There was a problem is that they don't want to sit with each other.
他们更是坚持的讲说，我们不肯面对面来坐下来。
They even insist that why I'm going to face you, I'm not going to sit face to face with you.
最初的建议是什么呢？
What is the original suggestion?
这边坐一排。
And one side is one row, and there's two sides, one this, one that.
那这个叫什么town meeting? 根本看不到对方啊。
How can you call a town meeting when you cannot face to face?
后来他们有一个 compromise, 一个折中的方式。
So they have a compromise.
他们真的就把这两边的人做成一个 V 型，一个人字形啊。
So they design a sitting structure that make it a V shape.
然后用木板在中间做了一道墙。
And they use lumber to build a barrier wall.
那墙上就象征说，哎，我们坐在一起，但是我们是分开的。
It signifies that even we sit in the same room. But we are separate.
一直到今天为止，这个墙在民族与民族间还存在的。
Even to this day, this barrier of war still exists between the nations, between people.
你说这个在美国当中有没有这些种族歧视的问题存在？还是存在的。
Do we still have racial discrimination among us?
我们不要问白人，我们中国人，我们也没有轻看黑人。
Let's not talk about the white people. Let's talk about our Chinese. Do we discriminate the African American?
我们有没有轻看皮肤比较黑的人？
Do we look down people that have darker skin?
问自己。
Just ask yourself.
我们都有这个这样的恶劣的思想在里面。
We all have this kind of evil thought.
但是主说墙已经除掉了。
But Jesus said that already put down the barrier of the wall.
因为在以弗所书这边告诉我们，这边有一幅图画给大家看一看， the handshake that shook the world.
这边那个给你们看到一个图画呢，就是说那个握手呢，那个震动世界的握手。
If you remember this picture on television,
if you 假如你们记得那个演说在电视上的演说
，you will notice that Arafat 巴勒斯坦的这个解放军的领袖啊，他签完了这个条约之后，他就站起来伸出他的手。
If you remember that the leader of the leader Arafat, he after they signed the peace treaty, and he stood up and shake the hand.
以色列的这个总理,
the prime minister of Israel.
他站起来,
he stood up.
他没有伸手,
he didn't extend his hand out.
过了好久,
after a while.
大概好像好几秒钟啊，
Maybe a few seconds.
你记得吗？很尴尬的一个场面。
It was very awkward.
因为他是很不情愿的慢慢伸出去了。
And he extended his hand out so unwillingly, so slowly.
So the handshake that shook the world.
That's why the newspaper said that this is the picture.
史无前例的一个事情.
This is something never happened before.
敌对的两边签了合约之后，他们能够握手。
Two sides, they never got along. Now they shake hands together.
哦，我是觉得这个政治家政治有政治本领啊。
I really think those politicians, they are really great.
不知道怎么办。
You would think that the Prime Minister of Israel, that he was standing there, didn't know how to behave, didn't know what to do.
我猜想他这个每一个动作都是measured的。
I'm very sure that every movement he made, it means something.
因为他手伸得太快的话，以色列人就不投票投给他了。
If he extends his hand out too fast, then he's not going to get the vote for his own.
他最先不伸出手来，以色列人说有骨气。
And if he didn't extend his hand out first, then the people from Israel would say that you have backbone.
那慢慢伸出手来，其他这些支持要和这个跟他们和谈的人说啊，不错，我们终于有一些希望了。
Then if he slowly extend out his hands, then those people they want the unity. They would say, good, now we have hope.
但是如果没有人在看的时候，没有照相机在拍的时候，你说他会不会伸出手来？
But without camera there, Do you think he really is going to extend out his hand?
如果真的要真心伸出手来的话，根本不用签了一个条约，过了不久又签一个条约，每一个美国总统都要把他们召来签条约，对不对啊？签个没完没了。
If they really want to have peace, they don't need to have a peace treaty one after another one. They do not need the President of the United States to put them together.
弟兄们，你跟你的太太签了多少的合约？和平条约 ，No more fight, no more fight, no more fight. I'll do this, I'll do that.
Brother and sisters, how many treaties you have signed with your wife? That no more fight, no more fight.
It's not a treaty, 不是那个条约，是主把我们放在爱的这个合一里面。
It's not a treaty that we made, it's God. He put us together.
因为保罗说这是一个特别的奥秘哈。
This Paul said this is a great
mystery.
Because it was not made known to men in other generations.
以致外邦人可以跟以色列人同为一体。
So that the Gentiles can share the heirship with Israelites. Become one in.
我知道有一个老人家，一个弟兄。
I know there was a brother, the older brother.
他在南京里面长大。
He grew up in Nanking.
到现在为止，他还不肯。如果是任何的日本制造的车，他不但不肯买，他不肯坐进去。
Even to this day, he wouldn't buy a car made by Japan.Even a car made by Japan, he wouldn't step in to have a ride.
你说这个太无聊了。
You think it's really.
但是如果你知道那个时候南京的人所经历的。
But if you know what kind of experience at that time the people in Nanking went through.
Or you just read the book The Rape of Nanking, 你就知道里面发生什么事情。
If you just read the book about the things happening in Nanking, then you know what's going on at the time.
这里面人与人之间没有办法好好的相处。
At that time, people cannot get along among them.
以色列人根本没有办法跟外邦人相处。
Israelites couldn't get along with Gentiles.
但是保罗说，现在有了。
But Paul said, now we have.
耶稣使我们合一了。
Jesus Christ makes us reconcile to each other.
因为这个奥秘要让全世界的人都知道了解。
Because this mystery was that known to all the people in the world.
要让天使也知道。
When that make known to the angels.
还有一点。
Another thing.
魔鬼也要知道。
Even the Satan.
魔鬼也要知道这个教会是合一的教会，他没有办法亲进来做任何干扰的工作。
Satan needs to know this is a church of unity. He cannot destroy this church.
就是魔鬼也知道，他只要把教会的合一把它解开的话，他就成功了。
Satan knows.That if he destroys the unity of the church, then he is a failure.
因此，我们要竭力保守。怎样保守呢
？That's why we have to make every effort to keep the unity.
我们很快看到这个合一的品格。
And here we see the trademark of unity.
有谦虚，有温柔，有忍耐。
Humility, gentleness, and patience.
哎呀，怎么叫谦虚啊
？What is humility?
我们说中国人很谦虚的。
We say Chinese are very humble.
你会不会做这个菜啊？不会。
Do you know how to make this dish? Oh no, I don't know how to.
不太能。
I'm not capable of doing that.
但是心里面说啊，行。
But in your heart, they will say, oh yes, I know how to do that.
其实那个是叫自卑。
And actually, I'll say this is self pity.
在这个自卑的后面就是骄傲。
Behind the self pity is pride.
其实谦虚的反义就是骄傲。
Actually, the opposite side of the humility is proud.
在教会里面最多制造问题的人物，弟兄姐妹，允许我讲，不是刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹。
The people cause the trouble in the church, not the people that just become believers.
也不是那些很少祷告的人。
It's not those people that seldom pray.
很多时候是那个很会祷告的人。
Very often are the people.
他祷告的时候，好像是一个非常优美的句子组成。哎呀，太棒了！
And then when they pray, they were so eloquent.
也可能是这个奉献很多的人。
And maybe the person who offered a lot of money.
也可能是这个做出很多服侍的人。
And maybe the person who served a lot in the church.
但是如果这个人骄傲的话，
But if this person is very very problem.
他会造来大家合一的很大的困扰。
He will cause a lot of difficulty.
第二个，保罗说是温柔。
Second part, Paul said gentleness.
哎呀，我们常想到温柔的时候，就是说这个人垂头丧气哈。哎呀，好像是男的人，好像女性化就叫温柔。
When we talk about the gentleness, we talk about somebody that looks like they are downcast. A man looks act like a woman.
那古代的人呢，就是有些时候对他们看得很轻，说，哎呀，这个人低声下气，没有骨气。
And in the old time, when somebody that downcast, we would say that the person has no backbone.
希腊哲学家阿里士多德说了一句话。
There was the Greek philosopher.
他说温柔是什么呢？是极其愤怒和绝不生气中间的那一点。
He said the gentleness is the middle point of the extremely angry and never get angry.
就是你知道什么时候该发脾气。
You know when you need to get angry.
你看到一个五岁的小孩子被一个二十岁的男孩子在打的时候，你要发脾气，不要温柔。
Okay, when you witness a 5 years old was beaten by somebody who is 25 years old, you need to get angry.
因为温柔不是不生气。
Because gentleness doesn't mean you don't get angry.
但是温柔是一种可以控制的一种情绪，可以把自己的这个感受把它控制起来。
A gentleness is something that you can control your own emotion.
给大家一个图画哈，古代希腊有一个勇士。
Let me give you a picture. There was a great warrior.
他要送一个礼物给他的未婚妻。
He was going to give a gift to his fiance.
送了一匹骏马给他。
He gave her a stallion.
哇，这个骏马从来没看过，哇，长得非常漂亮。
It was a beautiful one.
跑得快。
He ran fast.
但最难能可贵的地方是什么呢？要他停的时候他就停，要他冲的时候他就冲。
But most precious point a part about this stallion is.When he needed him to stop, he could stop immediately.
这个骏马就因着这个特质，它的名字叫 gentleness.
Because of this characteristic of this stallion, his name was called gentleness.
原来新约的温柔和旧约的谦卑这两个字一直出现的，就是放在一起，让我们看到一个谦卑的人，他一定是一个温柔的人。
In the New and the Old Testament, you can see that humility and gentlenessHave many times keep repeating a show.
这个温柔的人是他一个很有才干、很有能力的人，他把这一切都把它收下来。
A gentle person, that even he is very capable, he tries to control himself.
再下来，保罗说忍耐。
And later, Paul say patient.
什么是忍耐呢
？What is patient?
这个中文说忍字底下一把刀，这个忍这个字一个刀，就刺自己啊，割。
Okay.For the Chinese character, the patient, there's a knife on the top and the bottom is hot. That means the heart the knife pierces your heart.
从新约我们看的时候，忍耐是什么？
And for the New Testament, let's see what is patience.
当我被冒犯的时候，我不寻求报复。
When I'm wrong, I do not seek revenge.
我不报复。
I do not.
我可以报复。
I can.
我有办法报复。
I have way to revenge.
我不报复。
But I choose not to.
这个很不容易啊，因为人与人之间常常要寻找报复的机会。
Because we often like to seek revenge among us.
就好像一个年轻人，他在停车场里面都停满了，只有一个位置，一个老太太开得很慢，把他挡住，他也不能够超前，也不能超后，这还是开得很慢。
Just like in a very crowded parking lot, there's only one space, and the young man was driving around, and he saw an old lady.
这个年轻人就赶快推过去，从前面进来，就冲就钻进去了。在那个老太太还没进去以前，他就霸着那个位置了。
So this young man make a detour before the old lady had a chance. He rushing and occupied that parking space.
然后他把门一关出来，对他太太老太太说：“对不起 ，I'm young and ran out of patience.”
And when he parked his car, he came out and he saw.The old lady, he said, I'm sorry, I'm young, without patience.
老太太不慌不忙地把车退了一点。
And this old lady slowly back out.
她本来是开得很慢的啊。
Originally, she drove.
她说猛踩这个油，她就把那个一撞，撞到那个年轻人的这个车后面。
And she pushed her gas pedal and ran into the back of the young man's car.
然后他就转过来对那个年轻人说 Oh, but full of cash. Full of cash.
他说我老
I can pay the damage.
我可以付这个损失。很多时候我们人就想尽办法要报复。 Many times we seek every chance to get even.
忍耐的意思是说，算了，我们还可以再找另外一个更好。A
patient means just let it go.
因为圣经告诉我们说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。Because
in the book it tells us, but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
大家有没有看到仁爱？
Did you see patience?
忍耐,
patience,
温柔,
gentleness.
就是刚才保罗所讲的话。
That is what Paul said a while ago.
所以圣经告诉我们说要竭力保守圣灵所赐和唯一的心。
That's what in the Bible say, make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the Father's faith.
我很小就离开家。
I left home when I was
17岁就离开家, 在外面念书。
I left home when I was 17 years old.
大概几年前有一次妈妈来跟我们住在一块。
Several years ago, my mother came to live with us.
我们很少有机会住得那么久。
We didn't have many chances that we could stay together.
她跟我们住了3个多月以后，她要离开了，我们送她到飞机场去。
She stayed with us for about 3 months, so we took her to the airport.
弟兄姐妹，在送飞机的时候。
My brother and sisters. On the way to airport.
妈妈哭了。
My mother cried.
我没有哭。
And I didn't cry.
我太太哭了。
My wife cried.
回家的路上，太太一直哭。
On the way home, my wife kept crying.
她都很舍不得。
She didn't want her to go.
哇，这是很奇怪的事情，一个媳妇跟婆婆能够流泪道别，这是很少听过的事情啊。
That is something very unusual. A daughter-in-law will cry so much when the mother-in-law left.
但是我在中间，我知道很清楚。
But I know why.
我太太很多次告诉我说。
My wife told me many times.
哎呀，你母亲怎么这个样子，这个思想的呢？
Why is the mother think like this way?
因为她在忍耐她。
Because she tried to be patient.
她忍耐。
She was patient.
我跟我母亲谈的时候。
When I talked to my mother.
她也告诉我。
And she told me to.
你太太有她思想的一套。
Your wife has her own thinking.
我就尽量忍耐就是了。
I just be patient with her.
我原来这对婆媳之间能够相处的这么好，是因为他们有忍耐。
The reason they have a good relationship because each of them has great patience.
但是更重要的是因为他们两个都是爱主的人。
But most importantly, they both love God.
不可能的事情，但是在主里面绝对是可能的。
There's nothing impossible when you are in God.
到了最高点的时候，我们就看到原来合一的本源是什么呢？
Then you can see what is the source of the unity.
因为圣经里面很清楚的在第四节到第六节说，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，同一个指望，一主一信一喜一上帝。
Because in the Bible tells us there's only one body and one spirit, just as you were called one hope and one Lord and one faith.
原来我们在主里面是同一个主。
Because we all serve the same Lord.
我有一次到洛杉矶去到一个墓园旁边，看到据说是全世界最大的一幅图画之一，油画啊。你们听过这个吗？
One time I went to Los Angeles and I went to a very big cemetery and they told me that's the biggest one.
Oil painting.
Oil painting. Oh, there was an oil painting.
他画出来的是讲到耶稣再来的时候。The
painting describes the second coming of Jesus Christ.
当然在坟墓旁边有这个图画是很恰当的。Of
course, it is appropriate to have the oil painting right beside the cemetery.
但是一边看到荣耀的主出现的时候啊。Well,
when you see the glorified God appear.
另外一边出现千千万万数不清的这个人群。
On the other side, there are many people up here.
当我仔细看的时候，
Why pay attention?
在图画里面有一些中国人，
There was some Chinese among those people.
而且这个图画画的时候，大概是100多年前的事情，所以这中国人呢，都戴着那些中国的以前的古老的帽子。
And this painting was painted about more than 100 years ago, and that she was still dressed the old way with a cap.
后面还有一个辫子的。
And there's a the man had ponytail.
哇，各种各样的人得救之后。称我们的主说，我们的上帝，我们的父亲。
People from all different kind of backgrounds, different races, they all call our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天看看身边的这位看起来长得很奇怪的人，这是你的弟兄，这是我的姐妹。
You look around, this person looks kind of strange. He is your brother, she is your sister.
求主帮助我们今天成为一个造桥的人，不要成为一个断桥的人。
May God help us today. We become a bridge builder.Not a person destroyed bridge.
也因着主已经把中间这道墙除掉了，我们不许可、不准许任何的墙在我们当中被设立起来。
God already put down the barrier of the wall. We do not allow to have another wall to build up.
我们也不要再说你们是台湾人，我们是大陆人，或者是你们是大陆人，我们是台湾人，或者说你们都不对，我是马来西亚来的。
You should never say it again. Like, I'm from Taiwan. I'm from mainland China.Anyway, you both are wrong because I'm from Malaysia.
我们也不可以说，我是生长在美国的，我这个英语讲的最标准。你们这些外地来的人都讲的不好。
And I'm American-born Chinese. I speak very good English. And you people from another part of the country, you cannot speak very well.
那我们在主里面持守合一的心。
In Christ, let's make every effort to keep the unity.
最后再看一段经文。
Lastly, let's read another Bible passage.
上帝对我们有个要求。
There's one request from God.
这个要求很重。
This request is big.
就是今天你来敬拜的时候。
That is today, before you come to worship.
有没有哪一个人跟你是不和好的？
Is anyone that you don't get along?
神的要求是什么？
What is God's request?
他说，在祭坛上献礼物的时候，正要献、正要敬拜的时候，想起弟兄向你怀冤，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
It says here, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, then come.
我们敬拜是要跟神和好。
When we worship, we need to reconcile with God.
上帝告诉我们说，如果你跟旁边的人不和好的话，你没有办法跟我和好。
God said that if you cannot reconcile with your brothers and sisters, you cannot reconcile with me.
我们夫妻和好吗？
Do we reconcile with our spouse?
你没有感觉到礼拜天来参加礼拜是夫妻最紧张的时刻？
Do you notice one thing that when the husband and wife come to the church to worship on Sunday, that's the most tense moment.
一段时间我们发现到夫妻吵架最多的时候，就是到教会里面去敬拜的那个时候。
And we notice one thing that the husband and wife they fight the most is when they are on the way to church.
啊，如果你是做牧师，好像我这样子很惨啊。
If you are the pastor, just like me.
刚刚跟太太吵架了，吵了一掌。现在进来以后，弟兄姐妹平安。
A few moments ago, I just had a big fight with my wife. When I stepped inside the church, I smile and say peace to you.
没有办法啊。
I just cannot help it.
后来太太跟我坐下来，我们谈一谈。
And so my wife sat down with me and we have a talk.
我们决定。
And we decided.
礼拜天在车上的时候。
And on Sunday on the way to church.
不管多大的事情。
No matter how big the thing.
我们都不开炮。
We are not going to open our mouth.
不开不发言，不发火。
And we are not going to get angry.
如果需要的话，回来之后再发火。
If we have to, we go home.
很奇妙，弟兄姐妹，自从我们谈判之后，再也没有因着这个问题吵架了。
Amazingly, after we have this talk, we don't fight anymore.
就是帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们成为一个建桥的人。
Let's all be a bridge builder.
让我们当中有合一的心。
So we have a heart of unity.
那么带着温柔，带着忍耐，带着爱心，
with,
带着谦虚，
with humbleness, humility, patience.
大家活在一块。
All live in unity, live together.
你记得在 Baton Rouge, Jimmy Swagger 他跌倒的时候，有另外一个人叫 Jimmy Baker, 对吗？
You know when Jimmy Swagger fall, fell at that time, there was another person named Jimmy Baker.
他因说舞弊在总统的欺诈当中被判坐牢。
He was sentenced to jail because he is a deceiving scheme.
在他最近写的一本书里面讲到他在牢里面待了两年之后。
And recently he published a book, talked about those 2 years he was in prison.
他说那一天他早上起来身体非常不舒服。
He said that morning when he got up, he felt sick.
感冒得很重。
He had cold.
但是监牢里面一定要他去洗厕所。
But in the prison, he had to go to wash the toilet.
他那一天就把厕所洗好了。
And that day, he finished washing all the toilets in the prison.
带着很疲惫的身体回到他的房间，他也不换衣服，也不洗，全身都不洗，就躺下来就睡觉了。
And he was so tired, and he went back to his cell. He just lay down on the bed without taking a shower or changing his clothes.
又有人叩门。
Then somebody knocked on his door.
原来这个监狱的这个管监狱的人来说，你有一个访客 ，you have visitor.
And the warden of the prison told him that you had vis, told him that he had visitor.
他说我生病不想看他。
He said I'm sick, I don't want to see the person.
这个监狱的主管说你一定要见这个人，
and、
你非见不可。
And the warden said you've got to see this person, you have to know.
我太累了，我不想去看他。
I'm too tired to see him.
我告诉你，你一定不会后悔，一定要去看他。
And the warden said that I'm telling you, you're not going to be regret.
那个时候 ，Jimmy Baker 带着非常疲惫的身体啊，去那个会客厅里面。
So he went to the meeting room to see the visitor.
来看他的人是谁呢
？Do you know who was the person went to see him?
葛培里博士。
Billy Graham.
当葛培里看到他的时候
，When Billy Graham saw him.
这个 Jim Baker 感到非常的惭愧，他连头都抬不起来。
And Jim Baker.Feel so ashamed of himself.
他从来没有想到有任何人可以再接受他了。
He couldn't believe anybody would accept him.
而且他现在满身臭臭的。
And also he was so filthy.
但是 Billy Graham 张开他的手说 ，Jim, come, let me give you a hug. 抱住。
格里汉牧师呢就张开他的手说，你过来，他就拥抱。
把他牢牢的抱住。
He holding tightly.
God bless you.
真爱你。
Jim Baker 说他从来没有感受到天父上帝竟然在他犯罪之后还有那么大的爱把他抱起来。
Jim Baker said he never realized after he committed such a big sin that our heavenly father still loves him so much.
你愿意做一个这样子的人吗？
Do you want to be a person like this?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
求改变创造的主，这个时候改变我们的心。
May God change our heart.
就算我们心中有一点的仇恨，主啊，求你把它除掉。
Please get rid of all our hostilities in our heart.
帮助我们和我们的配偶和好。
Help us to reconcile with our spouse.
帮助我们借着伸出我们爱心的手，来托住我们父母亲的手，我们儿女的手。
Please extend, help us to extend our hands to our parents, to our children.
帮助我们在教会当中彼此的接纳。
Help us to accept one another in the church.
以致我们在这边宣扬的是一个合一的见证。
So we can proclaim the testimony of unity.
我们可以宣告耶稣基督的救赎在我们这边真正成功了。
So we can proclaim that the salvation of Jesus Christ is successful here.
主，我们也知道在婚姻当中有许多不协调的地方。
God, we also know that in marriage there are many things we cannot get along.
我们承认我们是个罪人。
We admit that we are sinners.
我们承认我们经常伤害那最爱我们的人。
We often hurt people the most is the people that love us the most.
有些是有意，有些无意。
Sometimes intentional, sometimes unintentional.
求天父你饶恕我们。
May God forgive me.
让我们这个时候能够决定与我们的配偶永远相爱。
At this moment, let's resolve that we are going to love our spouse forever.
我们也效法主给我们的托付的榜样，无条件的爱我们的儿女。
Also, we need to unconditionally love our children, just like you did for us.
求主你赐福这个教会。
May God bless this church.
让这个教会建立在合一的根基上面。
So this church will be based on the unity.
让这个合一能够不但在这边被广传，在中国，在世界各地传开的时候，就吸引更多人归向你。
Not only the unity will be spread out in this church, also to the every corner of the world.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Lin, for his sermon, Unity in Diversity. 谢谢林牧师的证道，合一的见证。那我们打开。